Mistakes of Perfection. Episode 10. The last episode ended with Marcus's head getting put into the flames of a fireplace by Marcus's double. And this is the season finale. So who knows what is going to happen?
Ouch! Oh, you're burning me! Oh, stop!
You always wanted to go to Burning Man. Now you are Burning Man! See, you aren't me. That's a bad joke. I wouldn't make that joke. That is a good joke. That is a solid joke to make during a fight. It's not a good joke. Coffee robot, over here.
Hello, sir. How would you like your coffee?
Cafe robot. Large Americano. Hot. 250 degrees Fahrenheit, quickly.
Large Americano. Would you like cream with that?
No!
One Americano for Lark delivered.
Thank you, robot. Why are you going to drink a coffee when... Ow! Hot coffee in my face burns! Now you riled me up. Backflip!
Whoa, that's cool. Could I really learn to do a backflip like that?
Of course, you are just lazy. You could have also learned to play the guitar better. You just need to practice.
That is why I am better. In bed, too.
Don't say it. Aromizer, activate. Scent, cinnamon. Ah, cinnamon in face. Too strong. Aromizer, activate. Cayenne pepper. Ah, burns eyes. Aromizer off. Backflip and kick.
Aromizer broken.
Whoa. Nice. Thank you. Climate cycle. Hurricane setting. Wind too strong. I'm in the kitchen, asshole.
Kitchen? Tofu printer. Make me black tofu gun. One of those old-fashioned Colt 45s.
Quickly.
Tofu print complete.
Hold it right there, copycat. I did not know we owned a gun.
Yeah, that's because I got it today, and I'm gonna blow you away with it if you don't do what I
say. Take this shovel, clone!
Oh, what the fuck, Bobby? Why'd you hit me with a fucking shovel, asshole?
Cause you're a clone!
No, dumbass, you just hit the real me, not the clone, and you smushed my gun.
Sorry, I just went with my gut. The Mark I knew would never use a gun.
Yeah, well, this gun's made out of tofu.
And the Mark I know hates tofu.
Ugh, well... Can't you see we're wearing totally different clothes?
Oh, yeah. But maybe the clone Mark beat up real Mark and switched clothes with him.
That is what happened, buddy.
Watching you guys fight is wicked trippy. But now I know the only way to tell the difference is a dance off.
That sounds reasonable. My dance moves are superior.
But I suck at dancing. I hate dancing. You know that.
Exactly. So the real Mark will be the worst dancer.
Dude, this is weird logic, but whatever. Let's just do this. Seems like we could just jump into showing belly buttons, but I never back away from a competition because that's how the real Mark rolls. Let's do this, bitch.
I was going to say that. Square off, bitch.
No, I was going to say that.
I was going to say that.
House, play anything aggressive that you can dance to. Loud.
Yes, I love this song. Dance, 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 dance.
You stabbed me in the neck with a kitchen knife.
Oh. Yeah, I was getting sick of this may the best mark win bullshit. Now look at my belly button and let's get the fuck out of here.
It's so hard to tell.
To hear her.
That's the mark I knew. Sorry about forcing you into a dance-off.
Yeah, well, nobody puts suntan lotion on my wife.
Nice dance move with that kitchen knife.
Thanks, it felt good. Now you get rid of Mr. Xerox while I get Debbie and we can get the fuck out of here.
No, man, you can't tell her yet. She'll freak out about her dad and ruin everything. You gotta go on that golf outing and get the info to the senator.
Fuck that, they'll kill me.
No, dude, they think they already killed you. They'll think you're the clone. The originals need you, man. All of society needs you.
No way. If we
we leave now, this thing can be over. I'm not a hero. I'm a reporter. I report on heroes.
Mark, who was at the door?
You are a hero, Mark. The real Mark is a hero. I'll dispose of fake Mark in the bushes out front. You go be a hero. Later.
I am still the superior Mark. Hand me that shovel.
Whoa!
Now you smashed skull, Mark.
That was really fucked up. He's a clone, but he still has feelings and stuff.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you. I'm real.
Mark, who is that?
Oh, just one of the neighbors returning a shovel.
What happened in here?
I dropped the shovel all over the place.
Oh, good. I'm glad you changed your clothes, but you need to wear something nicer than that. Remember, you have that golf game with my dad this afternoon, and right. It really means a lot to him that you're playing.
I know. He loves me.
Lark, would you like some sugar with that Americano?
It seems Marcus survived a fight with his clone. But will he survive a round of golf with his father-in-law? Imagine a beautiful golf course with a sunset unlike any you have ever seen before. In a tacky way.
Hello, Marcus. Glad to finally golf with you.
Hello, Robert. I look forward to golfing with you as well.
Hello, Marcus.
Hello, Mr. King. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Good to meet you. Wink, wink.
Good to meet you as well, sir. What a wonderful evening. The air is quite refreshing as the sun sets.
Ah, it is refreshing, isn't it? Marcus, I'd like you to meet a few people. This is William Oswald and Franklin Cronkite. They're both founders of the Estates of Perfection and both serve on the High Committee with me.
It is an honor to meet you, gentlemen.
The pleasure is ours.
And this, of course, is Senator Reed.
Mr. Senator, I've long admired your work.
Work? You must be talking about my politics, because my putting skills are not to be admired. No, sorry. Let's golf, boys. Go ahead, kid. You go first.
Me?
Yes, Marcus. I want to see what you've got. I hear you've been working on your swing.
Yes, I have. Okay. I just choke up on the neck. Take all the club's oxygen and swing! Oh, boy.
Oh, shake! Oh, man. Thanks for having the kid make me look good. See you at the hole.
They really screwed up your indoctrination programming.
How so, sir?
I asked to have you indoctrinated with pro-level golf skills, but you look worse than the original nincompoop.
I am sorry, sir.
Don't worry about it. It's not your fault. It's your programmers. I should call them up right now. Chew out those smug bastards. Well, never mind. We'll send you into the shop tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. Sorry to be a bother.
Believe me, your general attitude is a vast improvement over that rude twit you replaced with his nonstop sarcasm and bad jokes.
I hate sarcasm. Glad to be an improvement, sir. I see the senator has hit the ball into the rough. I will help him locate the ball.
See, that's great. The original Mark wouldn't think of helping someone else like that. At least they programmed the ass-kissing gene correctly.
Right. Yes, sir. I know what you mean. Hello, Senator. Let me help you find that ball.
Thanks, kid. I hit the ball almost as bad as you did.
Senator, I have to tell you something very important.
If you're going to give me advice on my swing, I think I'm going to ignore it.
Senator, there's some serious fucked up shit going down here that has to be stopped.
That son of a bitch Oswald is cheating on his ball drops, isn't he? I don't trust his putt counts either.
I'm talking about the Estates of Perfection, Senator.
Please don't give me a lecture on the one percenters right now. I'm trying to relax on my day off.
Sir, I'm talking about clones. They are making human clones here and getting rid of the originals.
Human clones? More of that stem cell bullcrap. Come on, son. Have you been day drinking? I have.
Take this flash drive from me. Everything is on here. Jack King's wife gave it to me to give to you.
Sarah King? I heard something about her. She move in with a Democrat?
Why is the new Marcus talking so much to the senator? He just needs to shut up and swing the goddamn golf club. I'm calling those fucking scientists.
Yes, sir?
I thought I told you I want my new son-in-law fully loaded with golf skills.
Yes, sir. He was indoctrinated with golf skills. In fact, we did some tests up behind the lab, and he was quite exceptional. The indoctrination has really improved since Sarah died. Yeah, I mean your wife's clone.
I'm watching him swing now, and he is terrible, just like the... Wait a minute.
Sir?
Shut up and hang up.
All right.
It's on here, Senator. Footage of their clone factory. That they brought you here today because they want to kill you and replace you with a clone. That way they can take over the presidency.
What's this talk of clones, Jack? Is that what you're making in your stem cell labs here?
Clones? Marcus, it's clear you're high. Drugged up on something. I am very sorry, Ulysses. My son-in-law and I have our issues. He's recently from the city, you know, liberal fake news type.
We do have our issues. Jack's issue with me is that I'm rude and I married his daughter. And my issue with him is that he tried to kill me and replace me with a clone. Who, I might add, I kicked his / my ass.
Clearly delusional. Everyone knows human clones don't exist.
Don't they?
Who is this guy coming out of the rough? You Roberts twin?
Yes, sir. We are twins. Easily explained. Let us golf more now. Hey, fake Bobby. How's it hanging? Golf ball to the nut? Ow! My testicles! Hi, Senator. My name's Bobby, and that's my clone. He's a freak of nature, and he stole my wife, among other things.
What's going on here, Jack?
A pair of twins and a love triangle gone bad is what it looks like to me. Look, let's just golf.
Now, hold on. Clones? Huh?
Yes, sir. All around us. Everywhere.
No twins here, Senator. If you're my twin and not a clone, then show everyone your belly button. I am not going to do that, twin. It is rude to remove one's shirt on a golf course and against the code of living. Well, come on, clone. Rip off your shirt, like me. You're not going to show your belly button? Why? You shy? Is it because you're an uptight, brainwashed clone? Or is it because clones don't have belly buttons?
I'm Bill Kokoris, little bitch.
Yeah, clones and Adam and Eve. No mama, no B button.
Show us your belly button, Robert.
No, I will not.
Tucked in shirt, motherfucker. Rip a shirt.
Whoa, look at that. Where'd your belly button go, freak?
I'll be damned. No belly button.
Ha ha ha, yeah.
Help. I need help tucking my shirt back in.
Whoa. Now, what is that, Jack? A shotgun?
I had this custom-made golf club gun. Never thought I'd have a chance to use it. I guess we won't be playing the back nine today. Four?
No!
No! You shot me in the stomach! That's the most painful place to get shot! All the stomach acid gets into all the other organs!
Now, where did your belly button go?
What the hell is going on here, Jack? Are you mad? Wow, Jack. That was a bit much, even for me.
Mark, hand me my phone. I want to talk to my wife.
Here you go, buddy. Call your wife and say goodbye. God bless you, man. You're a hero.
Thanks. Thanks, Mark. So are you.
Thanks.
I'm real.
I know. You're real and you're a real hero. Talk to your wife.
I will. But first, gadflies. Complainers, undesirables, all real humans living in the estates of perfection. You who question authority.
As the real Bobby continued to speak into his phone, all around town, all hummers were broadcasting this call to arms. They heard it at the banks, the schools, the gas stations, the grocery stores, the churches, and even the ice cream shoppies.
How is this happening? How is he broadcasting through all the Hummers at once?
The originals have hacked into our Hummer system.
Someone has stuck their finger in our pie. Take his phone.
He's covered in blood. You take it.
No, these are my favorite golfing pants. You take it.
Nobody's taking it. or you get it in the head with my golf club. I can't hit a ball, but I can hit a head.
Ah, easy, boy.
I think that thing only has one shot, so don't even try.
On guard, then!
Oh, two duels in one day? Why not? I got you covered, Bobby. Get the message out. You get the rebellion started. Swing.
Ooh, that's gotta hurt.
Oh, not me. How's my swing improving, Jack?
Listen, everyone. You who dive into confrontation when others avoid it. Your time is now. Originals, confront your clones and their puppet masters. Go topless now for the sake of humanity. Take off your shirts. Rip your shirts off now to prove your humanity.
Security, get them. Those topless losers are coming from everywhere.
Sir, there are too many of them.
Originals, your time is now. Show your belly buttons. Topless, topless, shirts versus skins. Come on.
This plea for humanity causes many of security to turn against one another. Some security are clones, and some are their originals, like Randolph. This is happening all over town. People pull off their shirts, going topless to reveal their belly buttons. Some do not go topless, thus giving away that they are clones. Rioting begins. Shirts versus skins. Clones versus originals. In the bank, people waiting in line suddenly start fighting one another, ripping off shirts to reveal belly buttonless clones. In the shoe store, a customer getting their foot measured by a clone clerk kicks him in the face. In school, a child stabs a clone teacher in the eye with a pencil. In the gas station, a gas station attendant pours gas into a sports car and sets a clone frat boy on fire. In the grocery store, a cashier smashes a bottle of wine over the head of a clone old lady. In the church, a nun strangles a clone priest. In the library, a topless librarian strangles another topless person trying to read a book. Back at the golf course, the tide has finally turned. The topless originals are defeating the clones and the High Committee deacons. When trying to escape, Jack King falls into a sand trap.
Give up, Jack. It's over.
It'll never be over. The Estates of Perfection has clones everywhere. We've developed a solution to the belly button problem. Soon the clones will be indistinguishable from the originals.
What happened to you? Why do humans have to be perfect? Being imperfect is what makes us interesting.
Ugh, typical thing for a loser to say.
Hey, kid, you were right. There are clones all over the fucking place. I'm calling in help now. Connected. Oh, you're damn right. Send state troopers, send FBI, and Homeland Security, too. A real shitstorm went down here. I made some calls, and the proper authorities will be here soon to take over. You're a real hero, Mark.
Thank you, Senator. But now I have to explain to my wife that her dad... Oh, Senator Reed, this is my wife, Debbie, here. Thank God you're safe, sweetie.
Well, nice to meet you, young lady. You should be proud of your husband here.
You do not have to explain anything to my father, Marcus.
Marcus? Debbie, where'd you get that gun? That's not a tofu...
Debbie? My name is Deborah.
Deborah? Debbie? Where is Debbie? What have you done with her?
No!
Clones have weird laughs, don't they? Who knew? This brings us to the conclusion of the first season of The Estates of Perfection. But what is going on with the Debbie clone? I didn't see that coming. Did you see it coming? Did your clone see it coming? Did you see your clone coming? Listen next year on a second season of The Estates of Perfection.
Estates of Perfection is written by Matt Besser. Produced, edited, and scored by Brett Morris. Additional editing by Grace Harper. Starring Matt Besser, Danielle Schneider, Mary Holland, Andy Richter, John Gemberling, Mookie Blakelock, Lou Wilson, Dan Lippert, and Kenny Stevenson.